A little over about 4 months ago, I became fed up with my very old car. I loved my car, but it was in the shop, it seemed like every other week. And so I just said to Roy, enough, I need a different car. And so I got a car that was new to me. It wasn't brand new, but it was new to me, and I really loved it. But one of the perks was it came with 3 free months of satellite radio. I'd never had satellite radio before, and I have never had so much fun. I'd get ready for work in the morning, I'd get in the car, and I'd listen to 60s on 6, and 70s on 7, and 80s on 8, and I would sing all the way to work, and traffic didn't bother me because I was having fun with the music. And then on the way home, I'd search some more, and I'd listen to the Billy Joel station, or the Elton John station, or love songs, or musicals, or the Disney Channel. And I would just sing, and it was amazing. And then one afternoon, I got in the car, and it was gone. 3 months, and it went away with no warning. Well, maybe a couple of letters that Roy didn't show me or I ignored, but it was gone. And I got in the car that first morning after my loss, and I switched to my normal public news radio station that I used to always listen to in the morning, and I drove to work. And as I drove to work and I listened to all the things that were going on in the world and all the problems of the people calling in, oh, by the time I got to work, I was a mess. And then on my ride home, it was even worse because traffic was a lot worse. And I was listening, and by the time I got home, I said, Roy, I can't do it. If I'm going to keep my sanity, I have to get satellite radio. All this information in the car and all this traffic was making Cheryl not a happy girl. What we hear over and over all day is hard to hear, isn't it? People doing so many things in this world, some in the name of religion, some people saying hateful things to others, people trying to exclude other people, people killing, all claiming it because of their faith, people not doing things the way I think they should be done. It can drive a person crazy, especially me. And evidently, that may be one thing that I have in common with Paul. The beginning of Galatians is very interesting because Paul's epistles all start in a very similar fashion, except Galatians. We see in the other letters Paul being very encouraging and supporting and saying, I thank God upon every remembrance of you, and you hear a prayer of thanksgiving. But no, Paul jumps right in with both feet, showing his displeasure of the church of Galatia. The people of Galatia are all people that Paul knows. He spent time with them. He helped birth the church. He has given of himself to them, and frankly, they're not living up to his standards. They've taken to thinking for themselves. They've taken to listening to others. And, well, going down some wrong paths. And Paul reminds the Galatians that they are not in accord with the gospel. At least not the gospel that he has taught them. To be real honest, it's hard to read and preach on this Galatian scripture because it's very difficult to know where that line is. We believe, as Baptists, that each person has the right and the ability to read this scripture and to decide for themselves what this scripture means. But we also believe that we can't just read and understand this scripture in our own little cocoon. We're called, each in our own way, to stand up for those who need someone to stand up for them, to teach and preach the gospel, to do justice. And how do we do that without, in some way, pushing our beliefs on others? Where is the line? Where is the line drawn between taking a stand and intolerance? Can we be grounded in our faith without becoming intolerant and coercive of others? Questions that I'm afraid are becoming harder and harder to answer each day. I must admit it was much easier when I saw as a child and didn't have to reason and understand. I could just love. But wait, isn't that what we're called to do even as adults? To love? The people of Galatia have allowed their faith to morph in some way. I don't know exactly what was happening. Perhaps it had something to do with what you had to do in order to be a Christian. Maybe some believed that you had to be Jewish first. Maybe some believed you had to still follow the Jewish law. I don't know what it was. But whatever it was, Paul couldn't tolerate any change. None. Paul couldn't see any way of believing other than his own. I know that may surprise you about Paul, but he just wasn't very flexible. We certainly see that in our world today, don't we? People who are not flexible. There's only one right way to look at faith, and that is my way. You can look at it however you want, but if you don't agree with me, you're wrong. Sound familiar? Now, it may help you and me just a little that things really haven't changed much. They're the same. The issues may have changed, but at the bottom of it all is if you believe differently than I do, you're on the outside. So what are we going to do about it? How can we exist together if we don't believe the same? How do we keep the church going when people are so difficult? I have a friend who works not in a church, but in the religious field, and she says all the time, I would love my job if it weren't for the people. But I think the Luke story today gives us a little bit of a picture of what might work. The story of the centurion slave, where people who are different overcome barriers in order to help one another. In the story, we have a Roman leader, military leader. We have Jewish elders, and they work together to bring healing to a slave, recognizing the goodness he has done by building the synagogue for them. They're willing to make whatever concessions they need to make. And they turn to Jesus. They turn to Jesus to heal this man. Jesus doesn't even need to come to his place because his faith is so strong. When we can stop worrying about the minute details and concentrate on what Christ taught us, caring for others, showing love to our neighbors, working side by side, whatever our beliefs, That's when we're being Christians, Christ-like. Karl Barth, at the conclusion of a lecture series at Princeton Seminary in the early 1960s, was asked, if God was revealed in other religions besides Christianity, he responded by saying, God is not revealed in any religion, including Christianity. God is revealed through his Son, Jesus Christ. That's really a beautiful way to state it. It's not about the religion we tie around God. It's about his Son living on this earth and teaching us how to live. It's so easy to look at others and think what they need to be doing. They believe this and it's just wrong. They worship this way and that's not right. We can look at others and figure out what they should be doing. That's what I would do on my way to work, listening to all the problems in the world. Why can't they just see that if we do this, it would be better? Why can't they just see that treating people like this and not like that is right? Why can't we see how bad this is for us, and on and on? What's harder to look at is myself. What's harder is to recognize what I should be doing. Worrying about what I believe is right or wrong for me. Taking care of being the best Christ-like person I can be. And letting you be the best person you can be in whatever form that takes. Now, please understand me. That doesn't mean that it's not important for us to share God with this world. It's not that I'm saying it's not important to share God's love. But we have to do that by living like Christ. That's how God is revealed. Not by whether or not we think you have to follow the Jewish law, not by whether or not women should be allowed in leadership positions, not by whether you allow anyone to take communion or only church members can take communion. All of that, all of those things are issues that are for our own comfort and our own sense of belonging. But how we show love, how we work with every human being, how we treat every living thing, how we help those in need, how we seek justice for those who have been treated unjustly, that's what shares Christ with this world. I challenge you to watch how you look at others, how you respond to people who believe differently than you do. Are you seeking to be Christ-like? Or are you, like Paul, a little stuck in your ways and critical of people who are seeking their own path, maybe a little differently than you? May we seek one thing, Christ. Christ to be revealed in us, and Christ to be revealed through us, so that others may know God. Amen and amen.